Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Basketball Coaches Preseason Spotlight, brought to you by the Mercantile Bank and Abel's Quick Shops. We are joined by Clopton's head coach, Tony Francis.
Coach, we know that you graduated several seniors last year. Give us an outlook at what the Clopton Hawks team looks like this year.
Well, as most everybody in the area knows, we're going to be going to have a little bit different look to the team this year. We lost five great seniors last year, four of which were starters. And not only the talent aspect and the aspect of bringing experience, but just the quality human beings we had, and which is what our culture is based on. So, you know, those five are gone, and some people like to say they reload, and some people say they rebuild. To be honest with you, I don't know if where we're at. We might fall somewhere in between this year. We're the team that we have that steps out onto the court. I think our first name is November 22nd, that team's going to look much different come the beginning of February, because there's a lot of new roles that's going to be adjusted to. So, you know, we got some guys that are going to have to pick up some slack in the scoring column and adjust to that role. We got some guys going to have to be some defensive stoppers. We got some guys that are going to have to really perfect their role in being defenders and rebounders. And that will take some time with so many new faces.
Tell us what your opinion is on EMO conference play this year.
Oh, as usual, it's going to be tough. And when you lose, it's tough every year, but when you lose the players that we lost through graduation, well, then all of a sudden the conference becomes that much more tough. But when you look at, obviously Bowling Green's making a deep run in football right now, but once they get those guys off the gridiron and Craig gets them, you know, for a few weeks in practice, they're going to be tough come, you know, December and January. I think Louisiana, with all the talent they have coming back, they're going to be really, really good. And you go down here to the south of us in Ellsbury, he's got some really good guards in the Turnbull kid inside. It's kind of a mismatch problem for people because he's so skilled and can face up and is athletic. Montgomery County's always going to be good because they're the biggest school in the conference along with Bowling Green. And then you hear about a new coach with a son, a transfer that comes in at North Callaway. Holy cow. I mean, it's never ending. So you got four or five teams that they just mentioned that are going to – it's going to be a battle. It's going to be fun to watch those four or five teams go at each other to see who can be at the top of the conference at the end of the season.
If you had to pick some keys to the Hawks having a successful season, what would those keys be?
Well, number one, I think we're going to be a little more thin than what we have been in my first two or three years here. So injuries right off the get-go, we have to stay away from the injury bug. So that's going to be a huge key for us. Understanding our roles and perfecting our roles. You know, the team needs are going to be, it's this way every year, but the team needs are a whole lot more important than what the individual wants. And, you know, we got some guys that I think we're going to get, we can run the ball right now early on. I think we can run the ball through about three different guys. And if other guys are willing to accept that and get their opportunities, it may not be as many opportunities as these three guys, but if they can understand these three guys got to get touches most generally every time down the floor, and we understand our role, we perfect our role, and we stay hungry, I think that's going to be a huge key for us. And then just on a daily basis of competing, when you don't have the talent we've had here in the past, and you're going to have to find different ways to find success, and we're going to have to compete on a daily basis, and that starts in practice. And this is something that's kind of hard because we have such good kids here at Clopton, but we have to be willing to make each other look bad on the court in practice. We have to make that guy across from us look bad, and we have to want other guys to make us look bad. We have to step our competitive, our competition level up quite a bit, because if we don't compete on a nightly basis in this conference, and then with some of the teams I have scheduled non-conference, it could be a really, really long year for us.
You've been listening to the Area High School Basketball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Abel's Quick Shops and the Mercantile Bank.